What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Unfortunately, this morning we are opening with a tragic story that touches not only local New York City, but also the NFL and the NFL offices. And of course, if you were paying attention, you saw that there was an active shooter situation in Midtown yesterday. Unfortunately, four people lost their lives, including an NYPD officer. And as the story unfolds, and this morning in the New York Post, they have an exclusive that the gunman who killed an officer and three other people in Midtown was carrying a note that offered clues into his possible motive. Sources told the Post, Shane Tamora, 27, cited the NFL in the writings, which were found after he turned the gun on himself on the 33rd floor of 345 Park Avenue, a skyscraper that houses the Football League's headquarters. He also, in the note, which was several pages long, Tamora blamed football for his apparent struggle with the neurodegenerative disease, CTE, law enforcement sources said. He shot himself in the chest, also asked that his brain be studied in the note, according to the sources. So, of course, the first thing you think about is the innocent lives that were lost for absolutely no reason. And then you now fold in this story and something we've been talking about for a very long time, you know, the NFL and concussions and CTE and this and that. And I don't know how much football contributed to this man's issues. I have no idea. I don't know if we're ever going to find that out, if the brain does get studied or not. But, I mean, this was just a pure tragedy that hit a lot of the things that we care about deeply here on the program, which is football, which is New York City, which is officers who protect this city. So this was a tough one yesterday to watch, and even tougher this morning as some of the details come out.
Yeah, I just one correction. I think killed four people.
Yeah, I said four. I said in addition to the police officer. Yes,
right. Okay,
so three
in the addition. Yes, to the police officer. Right. Yes. And actually, the police officer, that's the name I want to use. I don't want to use the shooter's name at all. Is Didriel Islam. He's 36 years old, and he's an immigrant from Bangladesh, and he was a part of the NYPD, and we have this NYPD jersey here that is reflective of three other slain officers in the line of duty. Amazing how quickly they responded and how sad this is and how sick this person is to do something like this. You know, the other thing I thought last night watching all of this unfold is I thought NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch was amazing. I thought her tone, her professionalism, her compassion really came through. I don't know how to play it. You know, when you have tragedies like this and you have leaders standing up in front of a microphone, that is the person that delivered the message that I was like, wow, she's really, she knows how to deliver a message, especially a hard one like this. The NFL employee, I believe, is somebody I didn't know personally. I do know people who do know him. As of last night, he was critical but stable.
You're talking about the NFL employee.
The NFL employee, yep. And hopefully today we'll get a little bit better news about his present condition. But, yeah, you know, all it takes is one psycho to find a gun and try to do something. And as the mayor said last night, you know, it's almost impossible to stop.
Yeah.
It's the reaction that ultimately ends up ending the ordeal, or, you know, this person took his own life on the 33rd floor of 345 of Park Avenue, which is where the NFL offices are, Blackstone offices are. It was shocking, to say the least, especially with all the tenseness around the city about different issues and political issues and, you know, world geopolitic issues, that you just never know why something like this happens. And then you hear that this shooter is blaming the NFL or blaming football for his problems and wants to have his brain studied. I'd like to throw his brain out.
Yeah.
And because there's really actually nothing as weak and sad as something like this, when somebody decides to take something into their own hands and ends up just mowing down people that you can't even imagine, like the PTSD that's going to be left behind of the other people who were not shot but were barricading themselves into their offices. And it's we'll hear more and more stories as the days go by. But this was shocking last night, you know, just from a sports perspective, trying to watch a Yankee game, and then all of a sudden this happens, and or getting ready to watch a Yankee game, this happens, and you're just like completely distracted from everything in sports, and you realize that it's real life, and some psycho decides that he's going to take the lives of others and is going to shoot people in the back and just go up there and spray bullets in an office. It's just insane.
Yeah, of course. And that's why it's tough, because you want to mention the fact that, you know, the motive. Everyone wants to know what's going on. And he writes about the NFL and writes about CTE. But we really have no idea in the reporting, you know, he did play football for a while, you know, didn't play in the pros, but did play football. But we have no idea how much that contributed to anything that was going on in his head, if at all. But, you know, the issue is he goes to the NFL offices and he writes in this note about CT in the NFL and says, I want my brain studied. So now the NFL is tied into this thing, you know, and for many, many years, you know, back when you were playing, you know, the concussion stuff wasn't taken as seriously. You know, there were many years that there were guys that were working for the NFL and they'd go on trial and they'd talk about how, you know, football isn't connected to concussions and the long-term brain damage and all this stuff. Obviously, that's a thing of the past. The NFL makes more decisions regarding player safety, whether they're just trying to cover their ass or actually care about the players doesn't matter at this point, because the players are more protected. And I think after that movie Concussion, you know, things have changed in a major positive way for the NFL when it comes to player safety. So, you know, I don't know how they respond to this, if at all. I mean, they're going to have to talk about it somehow, some way. You know, Roger Goodell, this is the last thing he wants to think about. Hopefully his employee is safe and makes it through this. But, I mean, for this guy to write about the NFL and then kill himself in the NFL offices,
well,
and blame football for his issues is just, I mean, mind-blowing this morning when I read that.
If I remember correctly, on 345, the NFL offices are on floors 5 through 8. So this guy went up to the 33rd floor and then ended up killing himself up there, as well as spraying bullets up there, according to reports. So, I mean, this is just, it's stunning. You know, it actually is stunning. And then when something like this happens in a city of this size, and it's right in the heart of the city, for people who don't understand where this took place, I mean, this is right in the middle of Manhattan. And it doesn't get any more congested. It doesn't get any more, I mean, he double parked his BMW, got out, and had a rifle on his side. I mean, like, that is just absolutely insane.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up.
Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Yeah, I mean, this is a man, right, he drove from Las Vegas. He had only been in the city for a couple of hours. I guess he stopped in Jersey. He was only there for a couple hours before he just drove up, double parked, got out of his car with this massive M4 rifle, and then did what he did.
And you know what? They'll now trace, of course, because this is always what happens. They'll trace his life. They'll trace his background. They'll look at his social media. They'll look at everything and find out what else, you know, maybe this guy was dealing with. There could have been personal issues. There could have been financial issues. There could have been criminal issues. There could have been all sorts of things that could have led to this and him leaving Las Vegas. Like, why did he decide to leave Las Vegas in a BMW? And did he have the money to actually own a BMW? Did he rent the BMW? I mean, there's a million things that they're going to be looking at and trying to get to the bottom of this so they have a better understanding as to why he did what he did. But, it just the police reaction, you know, the first responders that run to it, other people, you know, unfortunately, you know, like the normal everyday citizen, you're not expecting something like this. And of course, you're going to do everything you can to possibly, you know, protect yourself. And there's a description of one of the victims who was trying to hide behind some sort of pillar or pole.
Yeah.
And she was killed. And that to me is about as weak and as just absolutely awful as you can even imagine.
Yeah. He also is a security guard who was crouching at his desk, and he also killed that man as well. There's no trying to understand it. There's really nothing you can say other than this is just a horrible situation, a horrible human being. And you think about the families and you think about the victims. And, you know,
this guy's a coward.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to put it.
Well, pure definition of it. I mean, and you've been in that building many times. I've been in that building a couple of times. I mean, it's Midtown Manhattan. You go into these lobbies, and just to think something like that can happen at any point here is just disconcerting. But the response was spectacular by the first responders, the police, and everybody around. And it, you know, thank God it wasn't worse. But
I'm just glad we have at least I don't know all the politics around all of it, and all I know is that when the commissioner got up there, and I think of our old buddy. The commissioner of when anytime there was a tragedy, they would stand up there and they would show their strength, their empathy, their understanding of the situation and how fluid it could be. And the way she did it was amazing. I thought she was amazing yesterday, and not the worst of circumstances. And this is what you want from at least what I want from. And she's, you know, she's standing there trying to hold back the emotion as well.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you do that, but that's her job. That's what she has to do and has to deliver this news. And just awful, just absolutely awful. But it also goes to show you, you know, just how quickly they can respond. I mean, you know, reports started coming in, what, around 6:25, 6:28,
somewhere around there? Yeah, maybe a little bit earlier than that, yeah. But yeah, right around.
And then boom, I mean, literally within minutes, the police were there, and it shows the rapid response and the absolute intensity of the whole situation and how they reacted.
Yeah, James O'Neill was the guy that you were talking about,
who we got to
know for a little bit during his stint as NYPD commissioner. So, I mean, you're always someone who is understanding public relations and how you handle these things. If you're the NFL, what do you do? I mean, do you release a statement? If you're Roger Goodell, do you hold a press conference? First and foremost, the employee who is critically injured, but after that, there will be some sort of management of this that they're going to talk about from a standpoint of, do we address this or do we not? What's the answer?
They're going to have to.
Yeah.
They're going to have to because there's also the CTE aspect of it, which is unfortunate. But, and obviously they've done a million studies. They'll continue to do studies. They'll continue to try to figure out ways to keep the players safe. It's a game we all love. And I've often said this, I would never change anything that I personally went through in terms of playing in the NFL and playing at Maryland and also playing at East Islip.
Yeah.
It goes all the way back. And, football is a rite of passage in this country for a lot of us young men, and we love it. And we basically understand the risks when you play.
Well, now, certainly. I mean,
Well, I understood. You have to remember, because in 95, and again, it's not about me, but in 95, I did take a sack against Bruce Smith up in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point in time, there was no concussion study. There was no, I took a wicked shot. And I believe I was the first player that was put in a concussion protocol for 4 weeks.
Yeah, because you were out cold there on the field.
Right. So the New York Jets, to their credit, put me in concussion protocol. And I remember I had to go up into either Scarsdale or somewhere up in Westchester, maybe Bronxville. And I was meeting with a neurologist, and it was like a constant thing. So I gave the Jets a lot of credit for that at that time. I didn't give credit to the decision to do what they did at left tackle. But after the fact, I felt very confident when I came back to the field that I was all concussion symptom free and things of that nature. But I understand that when you go see concussion, and I went to go see concussion by myself, I sat in that movie theater just watching it going, all right, I can either play the victim or I can, just say, hey, let's pray to God that for me anyway, personally, that nothing comes of it. And hopefully I can continue to do what I do. And I've always felt a genuine love for the game of football and what it teaches men and how men should grow up and be tough and deal with the adversity that the game gives us, but also be mindful that there are potential problems for very, very serious injury, whether it be CTE long-term or whether it be dementia. It could be early onset dementia. It could be anything. But it's a risk that I was willing to take, and I know that today's players are willing to take it too.
Yeah, and I think that there's a huge difference from, 1975 to 2025 and knowing what you're getting into. And yes, you can't change the past, but if you are someone who wants to play football these days, you know all the risks that are involved and you're signing up for it. Whereas maybe, back then you didn't know all the risks, but now 100%. Everybody understands, and every single year there's another step towards player safety, and that's critical not only for the NFL but also people want to play. And I love football too. I played. I loved it. It's still my favorite sport to watch. It's the greatest. I played with a guy in there, Brian Riscona, and JV football. We still have memories about that we share. All these years later, that only that game and that type of atmosphere could provide for me. I still, some of the principles that were set me, don't be late, show up, do these things.
The virtues of football.
So to me, it's been a huge positive thing in my life. And I know that the NFL for many years was criticized for how they handled it. You can't, at this point in 2025, criticize them anymore of sweeping anything under the rug when it comes to player safety.
Well, I do know this, that there were a lot of players back in the day that did things to themselves that they don't want to stand up and take responsibility for, whether it be taking steroids, whether it be taking, anti-inflammatories, just like they were candy. Part of that is a doctor should be overseeing every single player on the team. And I think they got a much better handle on pain pills and a lot of the different pharmaceuticals that we were exposed to. I think a lot of that stuff has been locked down as compared to when I played and even before me. But, sooner or later, there's got to be some personal responsibility about what you did to yourself.
Yeah,
if,
I mean,
if you decided to go down that path and use steroids or use cocaine or use something else under the guise that you had to do it in order to play, I don't subscribe to that theory, but you know, there has to be, and we're talking about this in lieu of this tragedy, which is we've morphed into this conversation now. But I just, again, I loved every minute of it. I loved every single season, even the bad ones. I loved the fact that I, you know, had all these great teammates, all these great stories, like you were just talking about, you and Roscona at Bellport. I had the same, but I had 20,000 more.
Oh yeah, after that, yep.
which is why I would never change a thing. But I am also glad that there has been an awakening of such over the last 25 years of how to try to limit these things as best they can. You know, and they put out all these statistics, the NFL does. Look, the statistics, the concussion may be going down, and maybe that's what the stats show and the independent neurologists show. But at the end of the day, any player that goes out there could be paralyzed tomorrow. We've seen kids die on the football field. We've seen kids being paralyzed on the football field. We know that there's CTE because of repeated blows to the head. We know all that. And yet, every single one of these players that is playing in junior high, high school, college, and the pros all knows the risk, and the parents know the risk, too.
Yes, and as we sit here today, 100%, all the information is out there. Right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.